Blog Talk Radio. Show. Play a something on they foes with them raw hoes. before you hit the set. Gotta hit the car wash. Can't have dirty feet, time to wash some things off. Now she looking ready, looking like a heavy Chevy. Skirting on them thirsty hoes, just being petty. I might pop up the phone if that ass fat. Deep beating in the back, don't know how to act. She got to get down and then get up. Slap by a sucker, make them pack his shit up. Niggas acting a donkey in the dunk. Wooden chrome everywhere, trunks full of funk. If you don't know, that's how we play in the Chevy game. Spend no expenses, top of the line, everything.
When I get that feeling, I need a first with no ceiling. And we rollin', DVD, DVD, break cannon. When I get that feeling, I need a first with no ceiling. And we rollin', DVD, DVD, break cannon.
I'm just blowin' in the wind in my bird again. Boss bitch was around the corner then. Pick up my girls, now we ride now. And niggas on the corner straight hollin' now.
Drifting, cruising, breezy, I stay cooling, drifting, Thank you. Baby, see my way. Baby, you want it, then get ready, and get ready, and get ready, get ready, get ready, ready. And get ready, and get ready, and get ready, get ready, get ready, ready. Now we hope y'all ready, cause here we is. From the streets to the radio, to the door where you live. And if you feel me, lose your mind, then go ahead and dig. And grab that goose, pour a cup and twist one, yeah, big. There's a party down here, this how we do it, radio. And we cut it like I can throw my rope and sleep, oh, we holler 80 days. I'm trying to get my song to play, but I don't think they can hear us from where we stay. Spring Hill, Louisiana, man, we deep in the woods, but we creeping, not shining. So get it understood, promoting the mini bands. I rap and dress up, send a home, set of your records, and in God we trust. Man, for 15 years, I've been consistent, dropping rhymes. Patiently waiting, now it's my turn to shine. Northwest Louisiana, I'm claiming it back. It ain't no new jack, we just dropping some brand new track. Hey, DJ, get ready, cause then we come. We bring the hits to your city, gonna twist it once. Get ready, cause then we come. So crack your juice and your drink, I'm gonna pop it once. And get ready, and get ready, and get ready, get ready, get ready, ready. And get ready, and get ready, and get ready, get ready, get ready, ready.
Bigger figures coming through your hood, and now to get with you, slide through your city, wreck don't need, take you a picture, and don't get mad if your little mama hit that line much quicker. I ain't a whip rank gripper, I'm a crown royal pistol. I do the food with the trap, somebody call a leg splitter, break in, head spinner, lyrical head and head splitter, who's hell and who goes bed and bed winner, coming through your gig and jig, till you can't stand, see how your fingers so soft, just from clapping your hand, you see the plan is to gather many fans again, and watch the face sink quick, like you're struggling quicksand, twice the talent coming to you down for show, and at a party you get pump up and while you're poor, never bore, make you sweat out your clothes that you wore, haters hate, we don't mind showing all y'all the dough, so get ready,
get ready, cause then we come, we bring the hits to your city, gonna twist it once, yeah. Get ready, cause then we come, so grab your juice and your drink, I'm gonna pop it once, and get ready, and get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, ready. My hair swing like Rick James and I'm dressed real pricey. Your girl said it was nice, but y'all haters don't like me. Cause I don't wear bling bling and I still shine brightly. We wear gators and snakes and got a closet full of Nikes. I got yellow Air Force One trimmed in me. A pair of gators, lemon lime and flamingo feet. I say hi to Bob Marley, cleaner than Steve Harvey, breaking necks like George Bush. Just walked in the party, it's me, Neil B. I know you seen me before. My gator flying proud and got y'all handcuffing y'all bros. And I know I'm the cleanest, already looked around. And when Spock meet me, he gonna have to wipe me down. Cause I'm a no-suit pimp. Man, y'all see how we roll. We on some 14-inch gold, Supreme sitting on the road. Posted up in the lot, I brought my own bopper to bop. And when me on Neil B, he gonna say I'm hot. So get ready, get ready, cause then we come. We bring the hits to your city, gonna twist it one. Get ready, cause then we come. So crack your juice and your drink, I'm gonna pop you one. And get ready, and get ready, and get ready, get ready, get ready, ready. So get ready, and get ready, so get ready, get ready, get ready, ready.
Blunt extra thick, same way like my bitches. Hear some friends try to cross me, same way they do bridges. Rents in my swisher, back with sherbet lotto. Used to smoke on occasion, now they smoke a lot more. Yeah, vibe with this shit. I always take precaution. I ride with a stick. Junkie mode, I pop these pills and I ain't even sick. Dreadlocks in my head, I might get some weed. I'm too dramatic, steering with my knees, rolling blunt in traffic. I'm high like the attic. Zips I got on gone jacket. Might lace my blunts with lean, smoking green machine. Grab a leaf stuffed with a 14, a supreme. Smoking cookies, cream, ran out of blue dream. Bitch don't blow my high, the hood I supply. Smoking on Medusa, and being petrified.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitches.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitches.
I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I ain't smoking no ops, it's just Mary Jane. I could've put diamonds in the watch, but I left it plain. You can't copy this identity, we are not the same. She play hard to get with you, but she loving the crew. My clothes smelling like Pepper Le Pew, that's that Gorilla Glue. I thought the plug was Mexican, but he from Peru. I pull out shoes that's old to me, but to you they new. I'm the one, not the two, that's my daily affirmation. Get off your ass and go get it, stop contemplating. The world ain't waiting on this beat, I'm ice skating. The wee Caribbean, like a Haitian or Jamaican. I do push-ups and flex my lungs like a bodybuilder. The doobie killer, in my city, my face is familiar. Still smoking OG like an OG. If you know me, then you know I only smoke good weed. I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitches.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitches. I always take precaution, I ride with a stick.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, that's bad, man. You know what it is. Comeback Clears up to the city, man. We got that boy K9, Little Ali, and Sweet Pea in the building. What's up, people?
Mr. Everywhere, you know, K9, hop back. K9, Mr. Everywhere. Everybody is here. We're live and direct.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all stop
doing
what's going on, man?
Who did that?
That was me. I was trying to dial in.
You already dialed y'all in. So what's the deal tonight, man?
Okay, see what y'all doing. Everybody's going so far away.
Sorry for waiting for all you live to a video. Who we got, y'all?
Hey, it's me, JoJo.
JoJo Loco.
I told you I need you. That's my new number.
JoJo. Okay, I got it now.
What's up, JoJo?
What's good with it?
Man, I'm just cutting these buds.
Cheesy.
Cutting these crops. Yeah, but you want me to tell you something that's really crazy? I was watching a video, right? Or videos on you know, on TikTok and all these. Why do you think it's all snitching on themselves?
Oh, that's what they do.
That's what they do now, apparently.
Yeah, because I'm like, sitting here like this nigga, I'm like, yeah, when this nigga shot me 4 times, I hit the block and hit that nigga 15 and man down. I'm like, nigga, you just snitched on yourself while I'm murdered.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
deal, man.
Now, the one that really fucking me up is the one when the nigga called and said it was Nipsey Hussle dead, and the nigga called him and was like, that nigga still alive. Oh, yeah, that was a whole setup.
Yeah, they doing too much.
Well, you see, they got a hold of Jam Master Jay's murderer.
Yep. Yeah. But they were stupid, though. See, you know what I mean? See, a lot of people are stupid. Why would you keep that nigga body on your property?
They did.
They kept his body on the property. That's how they got caught. Idiots. I'm trying to get rid of all evidence. Nothing that is going to trace back to you.
They got caught for running their mouth to their roommate years later.
Yeah, when you start making dollars, it start making sense. They be like, fuck it, we're going to have to take care of this nigga. Either you going to pay us or we're going to knock you off.
That's a serial killer, too, though, still having the body. That's a weird shit.
That's a trophy, homie.
Yeah.
They're down on the trophy.
They're
trying to hold that trophy.
Yeah, that's why they trying to get R. Kelly out of jail, because that nigga about to sing on all these niggas.
Hey, he ain't tripping because he already come out the closet.
Hey, R. Kelly already said it, though. He said, oh, y'all want to do that? Okay, I'm going to tell him all you niggas. He already said that in court. He said, I'm going to tell him all you niggas.
I'm telling everybody. I'm
Kel said, oh, y'all, come on, y'all don't fuck with me no more. And it is, oh, I'm going to tell on you, too, nigga. My brother
well,
tell you,
yeah.
I'm fuck with you. They different they
everybody
that
helped him should be arrested too. Everybody that helped him rub all that again under the rug and act like it never happened. All those people should be arrested.
I mean, because they were participating with the situation. That's why all these niggas are scared.
Yeah,
that niggas are confident. They're an accessory, right? That's what you call
yeah.
it.
That's what it is.
They was joining. They weren't accessory. They was accessory. They was pedophiling. They was doing all that shit. It wasn't just him.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was sitting there listening to Too Short the other day. And that nigga started saying, I was like, wait a minute, this nigga saying some shit from way back then. Belinda, I remember this girl, she was 16. I'm like, nigga,
but, you know, Cube said it too. Said it on the N.W.A. album.
Yep.
Karis Wilson said that shit. Remember?
Yep.
Cube said that shit.
Karis Wilson said it too.
Yeah, all of them. That was the same. You got to remember that time and era.
Weren't they only like 18 or 19, though, when they said that?
Who? Them niggas? They probably all was. But,
they
you know,
they
was already... Just like the song say, they say jailbait, right? So just like the song say that, just like the song say, she's just jailbait, yeah. So these niggas was already making songs like that already.
Yep. Hey, A don't cripple it crazy.
Yeah. This is what Prince say. What Prince say in that song? Y'all
he was,
Prince song?
I'm trying to remember He was
I think it's that old Nicki song. Ain't it the old Nicki song?
Yeah, Nicki.
Yeah,
the
head started to cry.
New addition, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's music. Music was going on that shit.
Africa by Better. Now.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, though, and say, honestly, until the last 3 or 4 years, that's really not a big deal coming out of the mouth of a 18 or a 19-year-old. Because even at that age, I dated a couple years up. You know what I'm saying? So, but when people are almost in their 30s or like
dude was 24, supposed to be married to a 15-year-old girl.
Well,
like, you know, you know.
Well, then I you know what? I was molested many a time willingly. I guess I'll have to say, you know, the world knows now. Yes.
I had no problem.
I didn't say no. She about to, when she said yeah, I was already undressed before she could blink her eye. I was like, shit, I ain't gonna let this pass me by.
Well, like, even here in Texas, they had a, it was like, all the laws have changed now, but it was like something about if you are within 3 years of each other, first of all, it wasn't against the law. Then if it was, if you was in within 3 years and the parents knew about it or the parents acknowledged it. But see, that's shaky because at the same time, the parents can really know and then get mad and call and say, hey, this dude, he's sleeping with my daughter, you know, so
yep.
They changed all the laws now.
That's why I need to see your ID, your birth certificate. Matter of fact, I want to meet your parents and your grandparents. You know, they get fake IDs these days, so you can't even tell.
Yes, sir.
And that's the cold part. I even used to lie about my age. No bullshit. But the thing about me, why I know I'm different than everybody else, I never would visit or let them visit me or nothing like that. Everybody I knew, they eventually met me, but they met me once I got to be like 18 or 19 years old. Because I was hey, if people go to prison, I don't want people going to jail because of me. Like, you know, that's going to be on my conscience. I'm like, nah, we could be cool,
what?
But I ain't trying to meet these dudes and have them.
What you
know
do, you go pick
her
up and tell
her
let's
like
do some
that.
Algebra. Go pick her up and say, let's do some algebra. She said, what's that? Oh, bitch, you too young.
Now this is a true story too. I was what, 14, me and this girl was talking. Now mind, she was like 28. We get caught in the park in the middle of action by West Covina police. So when they get out, they like, you know, what's your age? I told them, they looked at us like, she started crying. She was like, I didn't know. I said she never asked.
That
nigga said I wasn't gonna volunteer no information and fuck this up.
Hell no, she didn't ask me my age. I didn't know, so therefore, you know, it wasn't like she was lying. She didn't know. But she found out that
on that note. On that note, I'm gonna have to play this again. You guys are really killing me with your stories, but hey, if you tune in online,
hey,
like to be a part of the
show,
hit us up 323-642-1597, man. We are live, so I want to tell you what you're going to hear on True West. We get down, baby. True West, let's go. Let's go. I'm going to
you
being classy. Hey. Take it out my pussy and slap it on my ass, keep on wasted. Your Tennessee got me faded. 69 times put this pussy on your mind. I'm a nasty bitch. I like a choke on dick. Deep throat it down. Hold my breath and bounce. Call me a bobblehead. I'm going full throttle from the head. On the head, I'm getting wet. I'm trying to fuck, you know what's up. I'm on my nasty grind. Make sure you come on time. Bust it on my face. Watch me turn around. Stick it back in no ass hit. Fake fuck my back while I'm clapping. This ass all in your face while I'm jacking. Turn me over for the floor. I'll grip on white. Fuck me sober. Take the pearls on. Watch them juicy fucking run. That's how I'm coming. Going dumb on it. No matter how I run. Will it bend me to the head, boy? Until I get a contest. My own little nasty girl. I'm straight skeeting. Depend on how you beat it. Pressure bustin' price to beat it up while I'm creaming. Even straight from the tub. Stickin' ass up in my hole. I can be a nasty girl if that cash come with pearls. I like the way you take the pussy. Turn around and break the pussy. Why pussy on the loose? Contain it if you could. Blowing bubbles with the sperm. Head back, I'm gargling. Eat me like a buffet. Put this pussy on your plate. Eat my sick. Why'd I take a shit? Shoot a cane on your lips. Hold your mouth open like you at the dentist. Suck my teeth like you've been a fiend. Fuckin' breast milk. I take it every time. So why the fuck you ain't drinking? When I press down, I need about 5 rounds. Could I tap out? I'm waiting to with my mouth. Stick with it. It's a fantasy. You get it now. Too. When you're pulling out your wallet, make sure you never check your pocket. I'm a little nasty. I'm a little nasty. Tonight, don't you wanna come with me? Do you think I'm a nasty girl? I'm a nasty girl. My own little nasty girl. Don't you wanna come with me?
Baby.
My life, baby. Yeah. All we do is do the nasty, nasty. She wanna make a movie, she nasty, nasty. I said, baby, I like when we do it nasty, nasty. Shorty, I hope you ready, I'm nasty, nasty. All we do is do the nasty, nasty. She wanna make a movie, she nasty, nasty. She said, baby, I like when we do it nasty. Watch how my daddy stroke all up and down in the middle without trying to damage her. Got the gripping on the nigga, she's giving heavy D, I'm not trying to pamper her. Pulling that WW, we the way your nigga think about slamming her. All I can say is that mommy got juicy pussy and I died up from spamming her. We got the antidote, got the release and no heavy stroke giving the stamina. Shorty be rapping, I swear like the shit positions in the back of an Acura. For real, when I speak on the deck, that a nigga know how to back it up. Mommy be losing the mess with the dick, make her come while she speaking the tongue. Give her that tongue, that shit making her dumb. Owning the peppers, revitting the fun. Now she's so competing like I am the one. This dick got her feeling like that shit is drugs. She get what she mean and she falling in love. And she can see what she needs in the one. All we do is do the nasty, nasty. She wanna make a movie, she nasty, nasty. I said, baby, I like when we do it nasty.
Make a movie, she never.
nasty. She said, baby, I like when we do it nasty, nasty. Shawty, I hope you're ready, I'm nasty, nasty.
Voila. It's your boy, Ale.
Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, the ones that's doing good and the ones that's doing evil. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, some doing good and others doing evil.
I heard somebody say I'll do anything nowadays to make a buck, 'cause niggas are dying and nobody gives a motherfucking. You be wanting a trip when I be talking about murdering things. I think it's obvious that you ain't never heard of me. What goes on in the neighborhood, East Coast, West Coast, ain't shit turning out good. Sometimes I want to cry and straight put the nine to my motherfucking dome and let the bullets fly. But mama said I'm too strong to break down, and I'm caught up in another drug shakedown, 'cause they think I'm selling birds. But I'm working 9 to 5 and still ain't getting what I deserve. So who's fucking who? Is it that white man or the black man standing next to you? See, most blacks can't handle power, get paid and get the change in by the hour. Closing all the doors, got a little paper, now they wanna treat their people like hoes. Now after taking a look at that, how the fuck you think the white man is supposed to act? See, we can't check a peck of wood, if we can't treat our own fucking people good. We wanna pick the fruit, but the fruit ain't right, yeah. Now who got the right?
Now as I'm running through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, the ones that's doing good and the ones that's doing evil. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, some doing good and others doing evil.
Niggas are getting fooled by the president's plan. And yeah, they got a president, but they call him the boss man. The boss man is president, hurting them with politics. Better let them out quick or they gon' cause a riot, bitch. Even if you let them go, they still got the power. 'Cause the fucking White House reminds them of the watchtower. The man is watching over us, said they controlling us. And if we make a move, he's ready to put a hole in us. Every time I step, he's always around me. To tell the fucking truth, I feel safer in the county, at least in jail. I know what I'm up against, but everything is a motherfucking mystery outside the fence. Thinking that we made it, but we ain't made it yet. And it's getting harder 'cause the man ain't giving up shit. Bit, steady letting us down, and ain't nobody helping us out.
Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, the ones that's doing good and the ones that's doing evil. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, some doing good and others doing evil.
Yeah. A new beginning. Yeah. Voila. Big Mike, yeah, coming from that swamp, you know, just kicking it how I feel, and that sound of real.
Them dudes is pumping now, women are throwing bodies.
body passes all up in the crowd. Her brother spitting game and keep it a line of heavy. Trying to push up on the cuties just to get inside the pennies. Get up with classy, hips as sweet as cotton candy. Moving all around to the sound, staring at me while I'm giving death to all the homies in my clique. But the females walk around acting like they been shitting. Forget it, I get wicked and then I skip it and pass it funky glass before I kick it, cause I ain't with it. But come on, show them the midget when I come with it. When they hit my phone, they gon' be begging for me to hit it. I said protect it, like I'm still infected. Next up, using the lady. Lyrics to get your legs gritted. Forget it, and keep vibing to the track. Team laying breaking in the stretch, light it like a match.
Ain't nobody like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't.
Another funky flow from the funky professional, fast or slow. I can go, I can flow on and on to the break of dawn, transform like spawn. Picking fees, I sit in y'all when they perform, this work is wrong. So you better back up before I echo and have to stuff the microphone down your throat, cause I'm the master, blesser. So if fast, it really doesn't matter. It's that chit and chat, I come and at you, get to grab ya. So don't be missing, pay attention when I spit in. There ain't a competition, smoke up just like a Winston, cool of them just like Kristen. My skills are mad tight, I ignite like dynamite and get the party started right. The funky pro with the funky flow, I can't be faded. I stated, I made the rest, so I'ma take it to the top, never gonna stop. Getting props everywhere I go, city to city, your block to block. Microphone and I wreck it. This is how the West Coast rocks. I must express it. Lyrically connected, nothing like you expected. The unfadable is gonna show you how I flex it. Who the kids and crew, you the one that running through. Lyricist with the gift, microphone chauvinist. You wanna test me, let me see what you got, cause you not gonna stop me from making bombs drop. Eternally on the MIC, I will be taking rappers for longevity and currency. T-E-M-P-L-E-H-I-P-H-O-P family. The top it on the 1, 2, 3. Cut them off, some cake, make it renovate. All they see these records and tapes, they ain't got what it takes. So get the gin and juice, I got the herb on my side. While the people swear their hands to the lyrics I provide.
Motherfucker reply to that little bitch shit. Yeah. Around the way tight shit. Hey, yo, pop, all the shit back side. All the mixtapes. All the mixtapes. Get with me. Bring it live, nigga. Warm and wild. Feel it. You heard it wrong, nigga. Ain't nothing sweet about my technique. You checking for my breathless quotes? I wrote that. My history so thoroughly involves destruction. Niggas left with they ass bleeding, lyrical fucking. Open up, first of us, let me see your heart. Turn the lights down, cause I might clown in the dark. When I check for the heart cement, what do we find? Niggas watching from my pockets, planning plots on mine. Am I blind? Let my rhyme speak. For me in history, a legend, you should find me. John Machiavelli, big, bow down to death row. Fuck what you say, we untouchable. Now that we done shook Dr. Dre, he ain't made a beat in 6 years, sway to shit. Won't get no record sales, sucking nah dick. Let me get my preach on, nigga drop the beat. I get my freak on, the wrong one for you to speak on. Motherfucker, watch your mouth.
Come on, live like this.
Come on,
come on,
nigga,
move,
watch your mouth. I heard Nas got beef cause I'm dissing his clip. Cool, come bring your ass, nigga, you can get dicked. I'm worldwide, steady world rapping. Get your cash on, nigga, 5 times flat. What's that? J-Lo, I got a problem with this hard shit. Ever since me, myself, and I, y'all been garbage. I'ma keep it real, show you how it feels to ride. Y'all went 3 feet and stop riding.
I ain't gonna stick.
Wendy Williams is a fat bitch, that's the truth. I got a jar full of niggas nuts, that's for you. Let the west side, east side drama see. I come alone to your own street. Outlaw, prepare for panic when I unleash. Niggas is lucky if they leave here in one piece. Queen Puff never had no heart to start. So how the hell Biggie Smalls get the part? Watching him out.
Don Machiavelli,
Illuminati style.
Get me motherfucker,
Illuminati style.
Yeah, we gon' do it.
Well, I got a lot of
Illuminati.
Let's do this, nigga. What I bring The very essence of my poetry flex and show you backward ass niggas that know me. The only G to bleed for the shit I bring and swing hard on motherfuckers, that's my thing. Vocally I'm pure, so you OD trying to throw me. Don't get your life took, trying to run with your homies. Y'all know me, same nigga, so quick to blast on this worldwide mass, trying to get some cash. Holla, my name in the game will follow. Wait, and I'll murder these snakes tomorrow. Bunch of wash up, jealous ass punks, so quit bullshitting, pop, flip the funk mode. Machiavelli ride, all you niggas die when I come. I see some fly shit and be done. They say Pac ain't got love for the east side. Use a line, motherfucker, nigga, we ride, watch your mouth.
Love that shit. I love that
dumb
shit. I'm gonna sit with my niggas on the east side.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Welcome back, welcome back. We are back in the booth. Yeah. Yeah, we got Buddha.
What up?
Jojo. Everybody, you know, man. Everybody is open up. Yeah, we open. Y'all caught me while I was taking a smile crack break.
We gonna start the music.
Yeah, I kind of got high and drunk again.
Yeah, I apologize. The guest didn't send her music over, so that was a no-go. You know, they tell me they're going to do it in 10 minutes, and 10 minutes turns into 10 hours or 10 days. So.
Oh, that's her fault.
That's right, missed opportunities.
Yep.
But tomorrow night is a go, so.
different person anymore?
Yeah.
All right. Is it a singer or what?
A singer. She sounds like Kay Michelle and Keisha Cole. What's her name? Sing Saku.
Oh, Saku.
Saku.
Saku. Fuck you.
Okay.
So, I almost had a replacement tonight from El Paso, but she was tied up busy, and she was like, I'll get the music in and just give me. And I was like, no, we ain't going to have time because it's 7 o'clock, so now I had to go out to eat. So I told her I'd get her another day, but I got a good singer up and coming. She's in El Paso, so trying to get y'all from Texas. Artists on board, West Coast artists, Texas artists. I don't care where you're from. You just got to bring your A game and rub on my log before you get on stage.
What's the girl name from Texas?
Lanika.
Who?
Lanika.
Lanika.
Yeah.
Oh,
she a cold piece too. But I just leave it at business, though.
V, when you going to shoot that video for your song?
Trying to get that together right now.
Oh, shit.
That's the video I said I want to do, remember?
Well, that's the one you're going to shoot you, that one? That's what's up.
Shit, y'all got all day Saturday. Y'all can start Saturday.
Saturday, top hat, bring the guitar out.
Okay.
Plucking the feathers, call them pluckers.
Well, yeah. The only thing stopping y'all is air and opportunity.
That's right.
That's all that's doing. It's all good.
Y'all in L.A., y'all boy be working like a motherfucker in L.A.
They working. They working hard.
I got a question for y'all. Hey, now, what's the longest rap? This man got, don't look at it, the Guinness Book of Records, for the longest rap, how long was it?
Yeah, the longest rap. I don't
Sugar
know.
Hill. Sugar Hill was pretty long.
That's why I said Sugar Hill.
No, that ain't the longest
Who?
Now.
No, I'm saying back in the days it was.
200 bars. King Scratch. Julia Monroe.
No. You want me to tell you who it is?
Who?
The name is Big, what's his name, Big Fev? That's his name, right? Big Fev?
No.
He just did there a go,
he went long. This person went, this motherfucker went longer than anybody.
Well, this motherfucker,
this
got
motherfucker
a lot of people on the song.
This motherfucker rap longer than anybody. This motherfucker in the Guinness Book of Records. Let me tell you how long this motherfucker rap. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
48 hours, 1 minute and 10 seconds.
Sound like an album.
I don't believe that now.
Motherfucker from Japan, his name is Pony.
Really? He must have been on that good shit. That he was going fast in the slow lane.
He said how long he must have been on crystal powder, everything.
You said how long? You said how long was he doing it?
48 hours. 48 hours, 1 minute and 10 seconds. He rapped for 2 days.
Damn.
Yeah, he didn't eat shit either.
1 hour, 1 minute, and 10 seconds.
I've been getting me some coochie by then.
Man.
Name is
Tony.
Well, look it up. This happened. He rapped on April 22nd to the 24th.
Yeah, I see one for 50 hours, man. I see one for 50 hours. 50 hours.
50 hours?
Yeah, 50 hours. World record break rapper. Yep.
What did he do? Rap all his albums? What the hell did he do?
He just rapped. They rap. They just rap like Too Short, like the Freestyle King.
I just like freestyle for 2 days.
Yeah, they just just keep going and going.
Man, I bet $1 million that shit whack as fuck.
It gotta be.
I guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that shit is whack as fuck.
And he's
first
from
of
Japan.
All, I need a smoke break, a bathroom break. I need to drink something.
Yeah,
I need to eat.
He went to the bathroom, he was rapping while he was taking a shit.
48 hours. What
did it say? Nigga, so I say, oh, that's a whole fucking feeling.
You got a new vibe, man.
Hey, who was? I got another question for y'all. Without looking at it, who was the first white rapper?
First white rapper?
Carrie B.
Yeah.
Carrie B.
Yeah, Miss Preston.
Carrie B.
No.
Carrie B.
Y'all ready?
Who is it?
The White Ghost.
Who was that?
Blondie.
Who was that?
Blondie
was a rapper?
The singer Blondie?
Yeah. She was the first female rapper. First white rapper.
Yeah, Fab Five Freddy. Fab Five Freddy. Right.
That song.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one for y'all.
Okay, who was the first Asian rapper?
Chris
Tucker. I don't know. I was just throwing that out there. I was just being funny.
Okay, I got another one for y'all. I got another question. Okay, who was? Y'all should know this. Everybody should know this. What is the name of the first rapper?
The first rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, that was back in Africa.
No, the first rapper was Jubilees.
Yeah.
The Jubilees out of
Jubilees.
South Florida.
Yeah, that was a rap group, though.
1940s.
That was a group, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was the first rapper.
Right.
What about the first MC?
Who was the first crackhead in the world?
Oh,
that's a good one. We'll never know the answer to that one.
Smokey on the PJs.
Here's the first famous one.
The first one you sold it to. Wait a minute, that's your limitation done ran out, so you good.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
The first MC rapper was Coke LaRock. He performed live with Coke LaRock performed live with what's his name? Cool Herc.
Yeah. In 1972,
I think.
I forgot about her Snoop Dogg rapping ass. I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Y'all need to check out the rap. The book called The Rap Yearbook. It's a nice movie. I mean, it's a nice book called The Rap Yearbook. It's a nice one. It takes you way back to the 70s all the way on up.
Y'all doing pretty good. Y'all done passed the test. Y'all hip hop official.
I got a question.
What about
the first person to die from weed?
What?
Shit, I don't know nobody.
Shit, the person who didn't pay the goddamn plug when he goddamn got fronted.
Oh, man.
I got another one. What rapper came out hard, got flipped off stage, took his grill out of his mouth, and now he's singing love ballads again?
Who that?
Flies.
I was just going to say Flies.
Nah,
I forgot about Flies. I was just going to say Flies.
Who was the first rap group to go platinum?
Run DMC.
Oh, you know what? Cool.
That was fast. That was fast on the draw.
Hello.
Okay, we're rappers still trying
first,
to go platinum.
Who was the first white rap group to go platinum?
Beastie Boys.
I see Beastie Boys.
There you go.
It's before the Beastie Boys.
Whatever happened to that rapper Gangsta Nip?
That up Hollywood.
Are you still rapping?
Gangsta Nip on my page.
Yeah, you talking to Sweet Pea affiliated with the South Park Coalition. Gangsta Nip, he joined the Nation of Islam, but he's still rapping. He sort of changed his style, but he still go hardcore.
Yep.
He FOI now.
Who was the first female group to go platinum?
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I had them on my wall.
I let my tape pop to the tape drop.
Yes, sir.
Who was the first West Coast artist to go platinum?
Domino.
Hell yeah.
Domino wasn't no first West Coast artist to go platinum.
Hell no.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Tolo.
Man, y'all better do y'all homework.
Hold on. Ermixola, baby, got back.
Hold on. I'm getting out there.
There you go.
I'm going back
there
to
that. There you
go.
Ermixola.
Baby got back.
Oh, yeah. He West Coast. Mm-hmm. Washington.
Baby got back.
I thought that was
Poppy on Broadway. Shit.
Oh, yeah,
that
much shit
there.
Mm-hmm.
Play that shit.
He probably ain't got it.
He's on Broadway, Posse Up. Brown.
That shit was the hardest goddamn song out back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
LA Dream Team, that shit come on, yes. We're here. The Dream Team is here. Everybody in Skating Ring jamming to that. Then goddamn Joe Ski Love Me came out with Pee Wee Herman, changed the game out. And they came out with that shit.
What that baby got back was too live.
What? Live crew.
No.
Say that.
That's what
you say?
No, so mixed a lot. Too live crew.
He ain't got never make another song again. Never, ever. That song never went out of style. They never stopped playing it.
All you gotta do is walk in the club and say, "Don't stop, get it." And you had a stripper.
Yes, sir.
Brown. That's my homie. He's one of the smartest men. He told me he took a strip club on the road, and that's how he got famous. He said the teenage boys had never seen
strippers before, and he just took them to the shows and had the girl dancing naked, and everybody started loving Too Loud Crew. They weren't talking about nothing. Luke said, we won't talk about nothing. Said, listen to all our songs. We didn't talk about nothing. Head, head, and more head. That's it. And everybody was buying the record.
And get it, don't stop. Get it, don't stop.
Hey, stop.
Yes,
sir.
That's it. He did it on beat, though. You know what I mean?
I want to rock. Do new rap. What?
The video helped, too, for sure.
Yeah, just some girls shaking. Come on, shake it, MC Sade. Shake it. That's all them girls up there shaking it. That was it.
MC Sade.
Shit, that was hard. That was hard back then.
Man.
Action! That was shit was hard, boy.
Hell yeah.
Then he came out with a Kilo came out. Do you hear what I hear? That boom. Who I like that boom in them cars. They'll be booming down the street. He had this on cocaine. There's a white girl in town. Her name is Cocaine. Boy, that was the shit. That would put a letter on the map.
Yep.
Damn.
No school like the old school.
But when I heard cruising down the street in my 6'4", I said, oh, shit. Here we go. It's a West Coast takeover then. They took the whole motherfucking world by. Had motherfuckers in Japan with NWA hats on, L.A. Raiders, L.A. goddamn it, the hockey team. They had all that, man. L.A. Kings jackets, triple fat gooses on, everything. They took the whole world. You go to Texas and you got booty down there. Texas, he got on Dickies, he got on some Ben Davis and Carhartts. Goddamn, got some.
Hey, them windbreakers,
Hey, you want me to tell you something, though? They didn't get paid, no endorsement. At least Run-DMC got paid for Adidas.
That was EZ's fault. He should have went to the Raiders and got that money.
Yeah, man. Lior did that for them boys. That's Lior's doing. Lior told that dude to come on down there and check them out. Look how many people wearing your shoe. They asked for $1 million. And they got it later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The fucking Jerry Yeller can do that shit, you know. Jerry Yeller was supposed to get that deal for Easy in them. Get him to get the Dickies, the L.A. Kings, the Raiders, all that shit.
Yep.
They're supposed to get them endorsements.
Like somebody having fun over there.
Yeah, ain't no fun going on.
The coffee fun.
I caught a contact from y'all, man.
He caught the.
Wonder who.
Caught that Cali contact, that sticky icky.
My fingers is sticky, man.
Gotta stay medicated.
Gee, motherfucker. Dick, what's up, D? You gonna be a tester?
What?
You gonna be a tester?
For sure.
Oh, shit. Where's Scratch at, man? Come on, boy, Scratch at. Scratch. Scratch ain't on?
No.
Yeah,
how you doing? I talked to him earlier, though.
How you doing? Chilling out.
He's good.
That's a threat.
Oh, this is out that was asking about Gangsta Nip. He on Facebook. But see, the thing about it is like when you get older and you want to switch your image and you want to switch your name, that's the hard part. So he on there as his real name. His real name is Rowdy LaWayne, I think, Williams. Rowdy Williams. But see, people don't know who he is. So, like, the stuff that he posts from what I was seeing, it only gets like one or two likes, you know? It's that, because people don't see it, because people don't know who he is. I don't know what to say about it, though. I just like the music, though. It's still a second. I tried to get him on a couple of shows and in magazines and stuff when I was still writing, but a lot of people, they were entertaining, but then they wouldn't get back to me, I guess, because they feel like they should be paid or whatever, but that's all I can say. I respect you, but, it, I mean, I can't get you paid if everybody else don't know you. I'm trying to make it where everybody know you, where you get the respect you deserve. So I was going back, reaching back, trying to get people that I respect and people, like, that I know and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yep. Trying to bring them to the new world.
Right, so that people that's younger, that's listening to me or listening to us, will be like, oh, shit, I remember that song, or my mama used to listen to that song, or let me go look him up. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike was on here before, and he was a cool dude. Some of them be pretty cool, but some of them, they feel like they should get paid, and I understand. So, that's all I can say. I understand.
That's what they should get where they come from. Money changes.
Well, I'm like, yeah, I should get paid, too, for promoting you. I don't know you, you know, and I want people to, I don't know you personally, and people who I'm involved with don't typically know you. But I want them to, so that's why.
Yeah, it's like knowing the history, you know? Knowing the history of music and then try to bring them to the forefront so they could be like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so from there. And then, you're like, oh, I didn't know. Like, I still be finding out stuff right now. You know, I was in the industry promoting people. I still be finding out stuff. I'll be finding out new stuff. Like, I never knew that Mr. T bodyguarded for Don Juan. I never knew nothing about none of that. I know he was a bouncer and he,
What'd you say?
I'm looking online yesterday and saying that Mr. T was like bodyguarding for Magic Don Juan or Don Juan.
Wow.
And I'm tripping off that shit. I see that shit online. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, wow. Like, I always heard stories about him being a bouncer and him hanging with some bad people, but you know what I'm saying?
that's
they said that's Magic Don, that's a Don Juan jewelry, and who's this and all this shit. What the fuck? Like, you some stuff you just never know, you know? You just never know what's going on.
My favorite thing, too, is when people start telling the Hammer stories, because, man, they just be funny. But for two, when you think about it, like, nigga, this is MC Hammer they was talking about. Because really, people be trying to, they be trying to play Hammer. But at the same time, this nigga had everybody wearing them big-ass pants, and that haircut was fly. Everybody had their haircut. People still going back wearing their haircut and the glasses or whatever. But when they be telling the stories, I be like, damn, man. This the same nigga that was typewriter across the stage.
Yeah, but the crazy thing about it is, in real life, Hammer more gangster than a lot of these motherfuckers.
I didn't hear it.
In real life. That's a show. That's what's crazy about it. Hammer more gangster than a lot of these straight gangsters. Straight, you know.
Straight.
Not with the bullshit, like, you know. Or straight with the bullshit, as I should say, with the bullshit.
because that nigga got his money too.
Yeah, I'm like, man. And he took care of a lot of people, too, you know.
A lot of people.
He even took care of the police department. Bought that motherfucker a new car. He did a lot of shit, man. Yeah, when they burned them cars up, that little riot or whatever, he bought the police station new cars and shit. That shit. Nigga had money. Big money.
Big money. Long money.
That's it. It's funny, though, when people be trying to put, oh, MC Hammer, niggas from the West Coast, like, you better watch your mouth, boy.
Yeah, see, MC Hammer was going to fuck, who was he going to fuck up, Jay-Z or somebody? And then it was going to get serious.
Everybody, his brother and them was street gangsters, you know, that's what it was. He was a ball boy, but his brother and them was the real deal out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
They wasn't fucking with Hammer, nobody. That's why Hammer. If
and
you notice,
Hammer was
if you
in
notice,
the Marines too.
But look, let me tell you
he
something.
He was a leatherneck. He was a Marine too.
Go look it online right now. Go look it online and see when they gave Tupac the street. You're gonna see Hammer there, right? You ain't gonna see none of them other rappers that become one. They got Hammer back. I mean, they got Tupac back so hard. You ain't gonna see them there. Cause that's the hood right there. That's that real shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like when they did Easy Street. You don't see everybody out there. Cause that's that real shit. That's the
real shit.
With
K-9? That was it.
You know, you see a motherfucker out there, a motherfucker can get punched. You see what I'm saying? You come out in the public, you can get punched. You can get shot. Like it ain't no pass. Ain't no passing jumping off when you got, you know, some shit going on. Ain't no passing jumping off. But that's why you didn't see a lot of people out there, like, you know, dangerous. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Danger.
This shit going on around this motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Real shit going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's telling us. Oh, this and that, it's like this, it's like that, and it's still like, I'm like, nigga, it's still like that. He's like, yeah, it's like this. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, well then, what the hell are you supposed to wear? Oh, this and this, that, and this, that. He ain't never told me. I said, what you supposed to wear? I said, well, how about this? If I get a shirt that said, hey, y'all, I'm from Texas. He's like, no, that ain't gonna work.
Niggas don't be giving a fuck about
that. Hey, that shit'll work. I'm gonna tell you that shit'll work. If you say it, if you talk, when somebody come up to you, if you hit them with that accent, it's gonna work. Trust me, it'll work. I'm telling you, it'll work. It'll fucking work. They'll be like, oh. Cause they, most of the people that's hanging out, like, they looking for the enemy. They looking for the enemies, and you throw a motherfucker off with a shirt and an accent, you throw a motherfucker off. You throw a motherfucker completely off. You throw him way the fuck off. Now, you got that, just that, the gangbanging hat on, that's a whole other problem. You got a red Texas hat or a blue Texas hat or something on, and I can't help you. Because the shots go off. And they don't ask questions later. They're not looking around to ask no questions.
Well, what you supposed to wear? D.D. Brown?
Just
can't wear brown. That's first half.
I know.
If you're supposed to wear in black and white.
The thing about it is that that's why people be saying that. That's why people say sometimes they say check in with your people. It's not really a check in. It's just like you tap in with your people to see what the fuck is going on. Somebody just got killed over there. Stay the fuck from over there. Such this. It's like that's a super tap in. But you come out here and you don't know what the fuck just happened around the corner, and you don't know what happened over there, and you just pass through, and they like, oh shit, and somebody them shot somebody up with a rental car and shit. You in a rental car and you come through that motherfucker, and you gonna get it. You gonna get it. They ain't gonna ask no motherfucking questions. You gonna get it.
See, cause it's like this out here. If you come through and you being too loud and you being too boisterous, or you, oh, this how we do it. We gonna do it like this. And they're like, nah, this how we do it. like, you know, over here. But, like, if you stay in your lane and you chill, usually people don't bother you. Really don't bother you here. But if you go somewhere where you know people don't have nothing and you showing, you flossing a whole lot and you capping, you high capping, that high capping, get your ass got still. But just on a regular, people don't really bother you out here like that.
It was some dudes out here from Texas one day, and they were just sitting in the car, and it was suspicious to me. So my uncle went outside, and my uncle was like, "Hey, what's going on?" And they like draw down, like pistoled out, right? But the language they said. The language that they said, he's like, "Oh, you trying to stunt me?" So off the top, we already knowing you ain't from California by what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like the words people choose, that choose and all that shit. Like you already know, okay, they not from here. Like everybody responds from a different state is different. So people know that you ain't from here, but it's just. If it's some gunfire, it ain't no explanation, ain't no time to talk. So you just got to be careful, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right, JoJo?
What about that shit? You know, and you want to say anything? You certain shit.
Oh. Yeah. So it's like that all wherever you go. I mean, when I went to Oklahoma, it was the same shit.
Yep,
you know,
Memphis is the same shit.
When I went to Oklahoma, it was like I was in Oklahoma in '94. When I went to Oklahoma, it was like when I was in Oklahoma in '93, '94, it was like it was a prize. It was a prize to knock down a Cali dude. You know what I'm saying? It was a prize. That's like, gee, you knock a Cali dude down, you a G now. You know, you automatic. That shit was weird when I was down there. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it was.
Man, I know. That song, because I was young, when that shit came out, that shit had me spooked as hell when he was naming out all the cities. And the nigga said, Houston. And they said, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-ho, it's just like Compton.
Just like
I was
Compton.
Like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like,
for
we
real,
gotta
that...
go home.
It's just like Compton. What it is? Yo, everybody was like, "Damn!" It's like, "Damn!" Yeah, he was.
I didn't
even want to
be in Seattle when that. After I heard
you know
that,
what, though, they don't have swap meets like we have, and then the swap meet. Oh, what?
Oh man, hey, what's that? What's that? That swap meet over there by Fort Worth. By Dallas. Anybody know that for me? Man. I believe so.
Yeah, that's it.
I guess they robbed a few people over there, a few rappers over there before.
Yeah, they got the helicopter ride over the city, all that shit.
Yeah, I guess they robbed a few folks over there. Cause when I got there, I went in there with the homie to go get a shirt. And he was like, "Man, they robbed so-and-so over here." I'm like, "Is that right?" Like, wow. But it's all good.
Oh, then you might be talking about Big T Bazaar. You might be talking about Big T Bazaar.
Well, I know it's down
that's
the street from the chicken spot.
Yeah, that's Big T Bazaar.
Yeah, that sounds more like it. That sounds more like it. But I wasn't tripping shit. I mean, you know how I roll anyway, so shit. I got love for everybody. Yeah. Well, I got love.
Then the swap meet. So that's the flea market, right? Like the same thing?
Yeah, like a flea market. Them niggas got stores and curtains and shirts for sale and T-shirts and jewelry and shoes and toys and shit.
Yeah, it's a bunch of jewelry in King's Flea Market. They knocked it down and built some apartments up there. That made me sad. But they said the flea market is still behind it. It's just a smaller one.
Damn. They got
international,
don't they? They got international flea market in Houston.
International.
I don't know. Probably. I was talking about Kings. You know me. Southside.
Yeah, I know King, but they got one called International. There's one Latinos over there, but you go over there, you get your rims and get the rag top on your car, get your inside done. They got a little studio you record. They got everything over there at International. It's all 45 on the north side. Tint your window, get the 30-inch rim, get the hydraulics. They got that at Big P Bazaar in Dallas. You get the hydraulics, all that shit.
They got all that shit in the park. Yeah, they got all that shit. Yep. They got it all. And you can get yourself shot there, too.
Oh, yo. Well, that's what boosting them had that shootout at.
There you go. That's what boost. Yeah, that's the famous boosie shit right there.
I was about to say, I'm going to retract my statement. You will get robbed on the north side. The north side and the south side, we get along now, but it was a long-standing thing that we didn't get along, but you know, you come to the south side, you usually good if you stay in your lane. You go to the north side, you get robbed. You get robbed at the mall. You will get robbed. Even if they call a neighborhood, they call it Guns Point. They don't call it Greens Point.
Yeah, I know. I said, shit. I was out there chilling. You know, I go out somewhere. I go out to steal. I stop everywhere. I stop everywhere. I feel like I'm at home. Shit. Get used to being around all these gangsters. Don't let your guard down. Shit.
Mhm. As I said, I'll be straight because I don't really talk to a lot of people. I don't really talk at all. I just look at people and keep it moving. So.
Yep, you there? You like me? You there to get what you gonna get and get on? You know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like you keep scaring people up and down and shit.
Yeah,
maybe this is weird. Oh, shit, we about to run out of time on the show. It was good having y'all.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes in the fresh.
Yeah.
What's up, Top Hat? You still alive?
Yeah, I'm still here. Throat just messed up.
It's everywhere. You still here? It's everywhere. JoJo. 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 JoJo, loco. JoJo. You still on?
I guess they all took naps at the same time.
Oh, shit.
The niggas having a sleepover or something.
Man.
That's real shit. Sleepover on True S Radio.
True what? He's true to you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I just woke up and got
to y'all.
What up?
Send me them videos every long K-9 and L. Y'all send me them videos, K-9.
Which one?
The latest one y'all got.
Oh, all right. Hell yeah.
Send me the link.
Yeah. All right, I will. I sure will.
I'm working on the episode of the song. I'm going to get y'all rotation on that one, too.
Okay, for sure. Who's that, Buddha?
Yeah, that's me. That's Buddha.
What's up, man? You got my email. You got my email, right?
I think.
I know I send it some stuff to people, and they send it to somebody else. Or
I think Mr. Edwards sent me your stuff, and Heavy Love sent me your stuff.
Yeah.
But I get it before this weekend. Shoot it to me, man. All right. While we're in progress, getting this episode going.
Okay, I sure will, man. I'll send it.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
that way you can have them on deck. Yeah, I got another one they editing right now, man. It's just taking a little time to get it happen, but it should be out soon. And we want Easy to be out soon. That we shot on Easy Street. That shit is coming soon. It will be coming soon. No scratch tonight, huh?
Have you shot anything at that location yet?
You talking about the San Pedro location? Nah, I haven't went back. I was waiting on my crew to get they shit together so we can go out there and handle some shit, you know. But everybody's busy, so I can't do it all right now by myself. So once everybody get their moment free, we can get something going. But yeah, I got some locations. I got a lot of locations now. I got another graffiti wall I've been keeping out. It's pretty long. It's a dope wall. Dope ass.
Well, I tell you, everybody from Houston, the first thing they do is go to see the wall where that graffiti is at. And I'll tell you.
The graffiti? I didn't hear you. What's going on?
Going on. Shit, son.
Yeah.
I ain't none.
Well, we got an ending commercial on here?
No, it's just we got 10 minutes, man. Sweet Pea.
Uh-huh.
Her karma. Oh, there she go. He couldn't hear what you said. He's trying to figure out what you said. Say it again.
Oh, yeah, it's breaking up.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, say it again.
What did I say?
I forgot too. Yeah. We were talking about shooting in the location. Oh, you said something about the Texas and some graffiti.
The graffiti wall. Yeah. Everybody goes to the same. They have more than one, but everybody goes to the same spot. So I said, if I see one more person standing next to Big Mo, I'm going to find another spot.
That's a graffiti wall, huh?
I mean, exactly the same. Like, everybody.
Have anybody been to that Tape to California, that little spot where they got, like, the marathon shit at out there in Texas?
What is that? What's that?
It's like a marathon food place or something. I keep seeing it on Instagram. Supposed to be in Texas. Supposed to be like Tape to LA or something. Anybody
I
heard of it?
They could be in any house in the project with him.
He was down there? I don't know. Guess he's off the line.
So you like?
No,
they got a mural of Nipsey down there.
Oh, okay. What, in San Antonio?
I don't know where it's at in Texas, but I just seen it said Texas, and then it had a some food restaurant, food place. They had different shit on the menu, like L.A. type of food, hamburgers and shit or whatever.
Yeah, because y'all the first down there in California, y'all put the egg on the cheeseburger.
Eggs on the cheeseburger, french fries, and the burrito.
Oh man, when I heard that, man, I had ham one. I ain't never really tried one, but I made my own. I want to come down there and try one right from down there.
California burrito, man. Everybody fall asleep at the same time.
Nope.
I'm getting high.
Shit, no fleet to Brooklyn.
Knocked out snoring. Mr.
Everywhere, what's that place in California?
You say Taste of California?
Who?
California in Texas, ain't it, Mr. Everywhere?
What's that?
That Nipsey place
that
out
you
there
were talking about last week.
Taste of California.
Yeah, they got the Nipsey Hussle thing on it, and they like selling it.
Oh, California. Yeah, Taste of California is in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that's
oh,
got all California music. It's got a, it's a restaurant club, got nothing but California music. That's all they play.
What about the food?
Food, it's probably got some California menu, what you call, but it's just got everything got California. Everything they play on the DJ playlist is West Coast, nothing down south.
Well, we got a couple of minutes, 8, 9 minutes to go.
All right. Somebody got their, they got the hairball in their throat.
You gonna send me some money for some extra. You keep on.
That was heavy love. I don't
know
heavy love cost
from
anywhere.
Yeah.
Who that cut heavy love cost?
Hell yeah, it was.
That was me. Cough like Santa Claus.
Man.
That what happened, you don't make your lady shave. And when she get a Gary curl down there.
Boy, you crazy.
Most know I got flagged there because she needed a purse.
You get the cough like that when she got that soul glow down there. Just let your soul glow. Let it shine through.
We call that congratulations.
Soul glow.
Yeah, we call that congratulations.
Touch it from the root to the tooth. Man. That hair in your throat, man.
Hey, especially if you got that hair in there and then some boo-boo crumbs, you're really in trouble.
Oh. You wouldn't care.
That mice. Okay, so that goes to left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the man asked me one of the burritos. He said that. I'm going to tell Kana, y'all fed ass me on the burrito. It was stay strong for about 2 days. Doing 2 day delivery on one of them California burritos.
Put some of that dry ice in there.
Hey, yeah, motherfucker.
Get one of them burritos, some of that Lucille's barbecue, a couple of bottles of that old ass rum. Yeah.
How much y'all that go? How much that go?
Them burritos?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. Them motherfuckers, everything is expensive in the motherfuckers around here now. This motherfucker's probably $15-$16 now.
Yeah. That motherfucker
must be big. Yeah, it's a California burrito, man.
How many pounds weigh?
It's pretty heavy. You know how they make it, right? They make it with carne asada, fucking French fries, cheese, onions, and a whole bunch of other shit down the motherfucker.
They got shredded beef.
A whole bunch of what?
They got carne asada, yeah.
This is carne asada,
Take me. They got that shit, too. Hey, B.
Yeah.
I think off that end, I think I got about Yeah, homie. I got 4 or 5 off of that one, maybe, boy. I got a pillow off of that one, my friend.
Oh, send me the link to the restaurant, too. I want to see where it's at.
You got... See what? You ready to eat?
The California, what place in California? I bet it's
the California burrito? California
no,
burrito?
The one y'all said, California restaurant or something like that.
Oh yeah. It's everywhere. You got that link to that Taste of L.A. in Houston?
It's somewhere down on my page. I shared it with everybody. I thought I shared it with Sweet Pea, but I shared it on my page last week.
It must have been you must have shared it. That's how I seen it.
Yeah, I shared it.
Yeah, because I seen the Nipsey wall. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Said all West Coast music. That's all they play.
It's raining like it's about to come on in. It's raining.
I'll find that shit out of the Sweet Pea, go down there. You can go down there. Sweet Pea, go down there and take a picture.
True West. 3 minutes.
It's raining and snowing down here. It's raining ice sleet down this motherfucker.
Wow.
Man, that's right. That's crazy. Hey, AD, that's doing it, man.
Yeah.
That thing is doing it, man. That,
huh?
That motherfucker is providing. It's being a provider.
Yeah.
It's being a provider. All right, y'all. Good talking to y'all, man. Y'all take care. Send them links out everywhere.
Okay. Let me try to look it up right now.
Y'all have a good night.
Hey, y'all send them videos. Much love, y'all, man. Appreciate everything. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Inshallah.
All right. So, everybody have a good night.
Already.
True West.
Well, I believe that's about it. We have a good one.